Right, I had originally told Rabbi Bacon that I would talk about Geirus, Yisro and Geirus, but then I forgot that, so I thought I'd prepare something else. When we talk about something else, I doubt it matters to anybody terribly if I talk about something else. So, the Gemara says in the Dorim that L'Nitna Torah Ela L'Moshe L'Zaroi, that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu and to his descendants only. Shenemer K'sav L'cha. And Moshe Nog but Tov Zayin when the son of Israel, and Moshe Rabbeinu was a Tov Zayin. He wasn't didn't want to hoard it, and he shared it with the rest of Klal Yisrael. All of us are Tov Zayin who you vayrach. So the Gemara asks on that Meisiv Rav Chisda, Va'isi Tziva Hashem Va'isi Hi L'Lamed Eschem, that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded already in Har Sinai L'Lamed Eschem to teach the Torah to Klal Yisrael. So obviously it wasn't the Moshe Rabbeinu's Tov Zayin that he taught the Torah to Klal Yisrael. That was the tzivi from the Rebbeinu Shlom from the beginning. So the Gemara answers Ela Pilpul of the Alma, the Koyach of Pilpul. That was Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to give to Klal Yisrael the information of Torah, but the pilpul of Torah, Koyach HaPilpul, that was given only L'Moshe L'Zaroi, and L'Moshe was made Tov Zayin, and he shared it with us. So we have it by the only because of the munificence of Moshe Rabbeinu. So I want to understand this Gemara a little bit. This is what I want to talk about. What's the idea over here? Why should it's a Rebbeinu Shlom giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael? Why not why not the Pilpula Shel Torah as well? And if the Pilpula Shel Torah wasn't for Klal Yisrael, it was only the Moshe L'Zaroi, so why the Moshe Rabbeinu share it? Like, what does the Gemara want with this whole notion? So I want to start with the word from Rav Futner. Rav Futner said a very interesting thing about this Gemara, but then I want to add to it. Rav Futner said the following: what's the idea of Pilpula Shel Torah? What is this Pilpula Shel Torah? That's something to dove and noisif on the Torah itself. So he said two akadamas. And also, why is this? What's this Tov Zayin the Moshe Rabbeinu was knowing? Tov Zayin hu yivayach. So I thought there was marked in two things. First of all, the Torah says in the beginning of Chumash Bereishis, by every day of Ma'aseh Bereishis, it says there in Vayar Elokim, Monday doesn't say it, Tuesday says it twice, but it says Kaseh there after every segment of the Bria, Vayar Elokim Kitoiv. So Raman Chumash explains, what's the ideal here, Vayar Elokim Kitoiv? We understand the Vayomer Elokim. He created Basar Mamaris, every Mimer, he created a chalet of the Bria. What's Nitoisov? What is added to that in the Vayar Elokim Kitoiv? Says the Ramban that Vayar Elokim Kitoiv means that Roy Lehiskayim. He saw that it's Roy Lehiskayim. Like Chazal say, the Rebbeinu Shlom was made, it was Bein Olamus and Machrivon. A lot of Rebbeinu Shlom was very many things that were not Roy Lehiskayim. And they were abortive. And then here, by the Asar Mamaris of the world that we have, there was the Bria itself, the Mimer is the Bria, but the Vayar Elokim Kitoy is that the Rebbeinu Shlom saw that this is Roy Lehiskayim, Dein Hanyanli, this is Roy Lehiskayim. And that's why these Asar Mamaris, the other Elomas that the Rebbeinu Shlom was Bayri Umachrid, but these Elomas he wasn't Bayri Umachrid because besides the Bria, there was the decision that it's Roy Lehiskayim. Right, that itself needs an explanation, but just right now, just we'll take it as given. That's the fact that the idea of Vayar Elokim Kitoiv, that he saw that it's Toiv, is that he saw that it's Roy Lehiskayim. A person could be bury something, a person might do something, and it's Yofi B'Shaitoi. It's good for now, it's good it's good now, it's a fad, right now it seems like the in thing, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's Roy Lehiskayim. That doesn't have lasting value. Many things happen in the world. And they're Yofel L'Shaitoi, but they're not necessarily Roy L'Doris. Even in the Nebuah, the Gemara talks about Nebuahs that are Roy that were Nitzrich L'Doris and that were not Nitzrich L'Doris. You could have something that's Yofel B'Itoi, but doesn't mean that it's Roy L'Skayim forever. Vayar L'Kim Kitoiv means that Rebbeinu Shlom saw this is Roy not only for now, but it's Roy that it should be Miskayim, that it should have permanent existence. That's Hakdama number one. Secondly, Hakdama number two, the Gemara says that the Bimei Evli Shel Moshe, many halachas were nishtakeach. Klal Yisrael forgot many halachas. Oman Asniel ben Knaz ve'chziron bepilpuloi, and Asniel ben Knaz with his pilpul, his koyach pilpul, was able to reconstruct all of these forgotten halachas. So you see that the idea of Pilpul Lashon Torah is that Pilpul Lashon Torah is what allows repair in the fabric of Mesiras HaTorah. Because the Mesiras HaTorah is subject to, things can be forgotten. We may have Lashon Moshe, times of trauma, times of dislocation. So in the Mesiras HaTorah, there could be things that are lost in the transmission. What allows those losses to be repaired, and what allows Torah, therefore, to be something that's organic and is able to repair itself, is the koyach of pilpul, is the koyach of pilpul lashon Torah. The koyach that Chachmei HaTorah have to understand the inner logic of Torah, that's what pilpul lashon Torah is, the inner logic of Torah, the seichel of Torah, and therefore, to keep it a living Messiah, that they're able, even if there's something that's, you know, just to transmit dry information, empirical information, but doesn't have an inner logic, so you're missing something in the transmission, you can never reconstruct it, because it's arbitrary, it's a random piece of information. But if you have the koyach ha-pilpul of Torah, you understand the inner logic of Torah, then it's possible to reconstruct even the things that might, just as far as pure information, might become lost. So the Mesiras HaTorah, the kiyum of Mesiras HaTorah requires the koyach of pilpul shel Torah. Pilpul shel Torah is what allows in the steel and class to be machzir pilpuloi, those things that are lost in the Mesiras HaTorah. So Futna said a very beautiful thing. He put these two Gemaras together and he said that the Moshe Rabbeinu, Gemara says in the Dorm, the Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was a toiv ayin, so he gave over the pilpul shel Torah to Klal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shem was mitzavim to give the Torah itself to Klal Yisrael. The Moshe Rabbeinu was a toiv ayin, because he was a toiv ayin, he gave over also, which he wasn't mitzvah to do, he gave over also the koyach of pilpul shel Torah. So Rav Futner explained, based on these two hagdomas, that the idea is the Rebbeinu Shem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah. But Moshe Rabbeinu was a toiv ayin, that means he had the vayara lekim kitoiv, he saw the Torah, is roi l'skayim, it needs to have a koyach hakim. And the Torah itself, the Mesiras HaTorah, without the Moshe Rabbeinu himself, Moshe Lazari, Moshe got also the pilpul shel Torah. But he wasn't mitzvah to give it to Klal Yisrael. But the koyach of pilpul shel Torah is the koyach that allows the Torah to be miskayim. To miskayim, even though there's dislocations, even though there are yemei evli shel Moshe, the things that might become lost over time, but to the koyach of pilpul shel Torah, it could be miskayim. So the vayar lekim ki toiv of Torah requires, Torah is not only yofa b'shaita, it's vayar lekim ki toiv. It has its royal miskayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu plugged into that vayar lekim ki toiv. He was a toiv ayin. He understood that there's a toiv over here. This is a dovah roi l'skayim. The Torah is roi l'skayim, and the kiyum haTorah lies in the koyach of pilpul shel Torah. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu gave over not only the Torah itself to Klal Yisrael, but he gave over also the pilpul shel Torah to Klal Yisrael, the koyach which was what gives the Torah the ability to be l'skayim, the meshach so many generations, and that's what he gave over. That comes from this koyach of pilpul shel Torah. So that's Adkan. That was our footnote. Insight into this Gemara. That the Toiv Ayin of Moshe Ben was Noyeg Toivus Ayin, and he gave over the Pilpul Shel Torah, has to do with the idea of the Royal Iskayim Shiva. The Torah is Royal Iskayim, and the Kiyum of Mesiras HaTorah requires Pilpul Shel Torah. Moshe Ben was given it Loyal Lazaroi, he shared it with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Nonetheless, we still need to understand why, if in fact, the Kiyum of Torah requires the Pilpul Shel Torah. So why in the Chatchila was it given only to Moshe Lazari? Why didn't the Rebbeinu Shem himself tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Obviously, the Rebbeinu Shem also wants the Torah to be Miskayim. So that's, the Rebbeinu Shem is also a Toivai. He also wants the Torah to be Miskayim. So why in the Chatchila was this Koyach of Pilpul Shel Torah given over only to Moshe Lazari? And then it had to wait for Moshe Rabbeinu's Toivus Ayin to share that with Klal Yisrael. Why didn't the Rebbeinu Shem in the Chatchila tell Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm giving you the Torah to give to Klal Yisrael, and here's the Koyach HaKiyum of Torah, the Pilpul Shel Torah, and you should give that to, that should also go into the Vayisi Tziva Hashem. And Gemara says in the Dorm, no, that was not Vayisi Tziva Hashem, that comes from Moshe Rabbeinu himself, Moshe Rabbeinu's own Toivus Ayin. It wasn't in the original Tzibri that Moshe Rabbeinu received. So, I think the pshat's like this. The Torah itself, the pshat of Torah, the information of Torah, that's mosur to every Jew equally. Every Jew has a tzibui to know kol haTorah kulu. Ramban writes, the Baal HaTanya writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah that's why Yevon Shmoneh Esrei L'Chupa, he says that by the time a person's 18 years old, he has a whole cheshbon how he, but that's enough time to know Kol HaTorah Kula, and then already he can go on to Rechayim Mitzavorei. But every Jew is mitzvah to know Kol HaTorah Kula. That's in that sense, everybody's the same. But the Kayach HaPilpul, the Pilpula Shel Torah, what the Gemara calls Pilpula Shel Torah, not to be confused, by the way, with the machlokes about pilpul. That's a different. What the Gemara calls pilpul shel Torah, that means the analysis of Torah, the understanding of the seichel of Torah. Pilpul shel Torah means to understand the seichel of Torah, to make one's seichel one with the seichel of Torah, to think the way the Torah thinks, like Asniel ben Knaz did, to be able to reconstruct what the Torah must say about this, because one's his seichel is one, he knows, he thinks, he knows how the Torah thinks. He has a seichel, he has a Torah dikah seichel. That's not given to everybody b'shana. That is many madrigas. Not everybody is has the aptitude for that. There's many madregas in that. They say that the Goyim told Rav Chaim Volozhin that he's roi the paskin with misvar. He could rely on his svar himself. It was like a special haskama to Rav Chaim Volozhin. That your seichel is so, you have such a tayr de kaseichel, such a yosher de kaseichel, that you could rely on your svar even to halakhul amaisa. Apparently that's not such a bullshit to think. A person could be a big time chacham, but he can't just rely on his svara in order to pass ben halacha l'maisa. His svara could be wrong. So Glenn gave a special askom with Reb Chaim Volozhin, but he has a tzadik hasechel. Reb Baruch Bey used to say all the time that our job is not to adapt the sechel of the Torah to our sechel, but to mold our sechel to the sechel of the Torah. To understand how what the sechel of the Torah is, and to learn to think accordingly. Rav Chaim Taka says about, Rav Chaim Volozhin said about the Rishonim, that the Rishonim, it's hard for us to rank Rishonim. Rav Chaim Volozhin writes that the Rishonim themselves, when they ranked each other, who did the Rishonim consider to be the Rishonim? So Rav Chaim says somewhere that the Rishonim were nishtabeach in the Ashras. The more someone was a Yosher, the more the Rishonim considered to be the greatest of them. So the Rif, the Rishonim considered to be the Rif, the Gadol HaRishonim, because of his Yashras. What does Yashras mean? Yashras doesn't mean that it was simple. Yashras means that his Seichel, they felt that his Seichel was a Torah Dikah Seichel. His Svarah was so glad, his Svarah was so compelling, the Rishonim considered him to be the Gadol HaRishonim. A person is a small is a person who's the greater a person is, the more he understands that the difference between him and those who are greater than him is not in a small person in learning. It could be great in other things, but a person who's small in learning, he thinks that the difference between him and a Gadol HaTorah or a Gadol HaChayim is just a question of information. They know they have more information than I have. If I knew all the information that they had, then I would be the same as them. The more a person is great in Torah, the more a person grows in Torah, the more he understands that the difference between him and those who are greater than him, whether it's greater than him in his own generation, greater than him in Gadol HaDorot, the difference is less in information, and it's more in Havana. It's more in Seichel. To what degree is his Seichel vis-a-vis there, as compared to their Seichel, more attuned to the Seichel HaTorah. Rav Meir Simcha said about the Tzois that as far as Bekiyus is concerned, he thinks that he knows, Rav Meir Simcha said, I think that I know the Rashba as well as the Tzois knew the Rashba. Because I have the same Bekiyus in the Rashba as the Tzois. The only difference is that my Rashba is not the same Rashba as the Tzois' Rashba. Tosfos Rashi was deeper. This Nakuda was that Rabbi Simcha understood the difference between him and the Tosfos. He considered the Tosfos to be much greater than him. It was after the Tosfos knew more information. Rabbi Simcha knew Kolot Erkul. I don't know if more information was. But that wasn't the Nakuda. The Nakuda was in the Oimek Havana, in the depth of the Havana. He felt that the Tosfos Seichel. That's this Nakuda of that's the Koyach. That's what the Gemara calls Pulmish of Torah. To what extent is his Seichel a Torah Dikas Seichel? The Midas Adin. Now, this concept of Pulmish of Torah to have a Seichel of Torah that comes beikah from Shimush Tamid Chachamim. It comes from. Learning from Tamir Chachamim, learning from Tamir Chachamim with more experience, it requires a certain hispatlus. The Midas Hadin was that the greatest, of course, the greatest in this measure, the person who epitomized the most, someone whose seichel was mamish attuned to seichel atayr, was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was there at the very beginning. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Ish Elokim. Moshe Rabbeinu was. Moshe Rabbeinu was that's the Seichel HaTorah par excellence. The Midas HaDin was that the Koyach of Pulpulah Shel Torah should be given only to Moshe Rabbeinu, who had mamash the Seichel HaTorah. Lo Yulazari, because a child from a father has the most isbatlus, the most shimush. So the Messiah's Torah, the minimum was that the Pulpulah Shel Torah should be given only to Moshe Rabbeinu and to his direct descendants, who would grow up in Moshe Rabbeinu's house, and they would have the Seichel HaTorah, the Pulpulah Shel Torah, and for everybody else, Me'ikar HaDin, the way the Tzivi was, the Midas HaDin was, that's enough. And for everybody else, it's enough to have a Shaila, how to understand something. They'll go to Moshe Rabbeinu, they'll go to Moshe Rabbeinu's Lazari Shel Moshe, and they'll get the Psak Halacha. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Tov Ayin. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Tov Ayin. And he shared that with Kai Yisrael. I think there's more. I think the Oimek here is more than that. The Gemara says in Bava Basra by the Sugya in Bava Mitzvah rather by the Sugya Zenen of Zelich Chasa. So the Gemara says that as a Maaseh over there, Rav Chisda asked a certain Shaila Halacha from Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama said, "Lechit to Shamsheni. If you'll be Meshamish me, then I'll tell you the answer." So, what's the Pshat? It's a bribe, but what does the Marwan over there? It could be Meshamish me a little bit, it could be my Kalim La'achar or something. So then I'll tell you the answer to your Shaila. So Rav Shimon Shkop in the Hakdamah to Shaar Yeshe explains that what Rami Bar Chama wanted to share with Rav Chisda was a particularly deep idea. It was something that was not easily understood, and it required in order for the Talmud to really be yoreh to the oimek of what his Rebbe, Rami Bar Chama, was trying to teach him, it required a certain amount of hispatlus. Because that's the Derech HaKinyin, like I said before, the Derech HaKinyin of Seichel HaTorah, of Pulpulah Shel Torah, is through shimush, if a person's ego is in the way, then he's not able to, a person's natural, the natural tendency of a person is to think the way he wants to think. To think the way he understands. I mean, that's the way human nature is. Everybody has their own understanding, their own way of looking at something, their own perspective. And that's very deep in a person that he wants to understand something from his point of view. It's a very difficult thing for somebody to be mevatel his understanding to somebody else's understanding, to change the way he thinks, to change his perspective, because somebody else sees things differently. That's a dover hakosha. That requires a certain amount of hisbatlus that's not so easy. So Rami Bar Chama felt that in order for you to understand the svara, in order for Rav Chisda to understand the svara that he's trying to share with him, it requires an extra degree of hisbatlus. So he told him, "L'chis shamsheni, if you'll be meshamash me, then you'll be in the proper mindset to be able to hear what I'm saying from my point of view, to be mevatel your seichel to the seichel that I'm trying to share with you." And only through that was he able to give him this way of understanding it and to give him this svara over. I think I want to say that's the pshat here in this Gemara in the Dharma. Why did the Rebbeinu Shlom give it only to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Moshe Rabbeinu had to give it over? Why couldn't the Rebbeinu Shlom tell Moshe Rabbeinu l'chatchila? This is a good thing to have. I want you to share it with Klal Yisrael. I want to suggest that the reason is because in order for Klal Yisrael to be kind of the Pulpulah Shel Torah for Moshe Rabbeinu, to be kind of the Seichel HaTorah for Moshe Rabbeinu, they had to feel a certain degree of hispatlus. They had to feel that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving is being noyed with him at Tovas Ayin. If the Rebbeinu Shalom said the Chatchila to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is for everybody. I mean, it's savvy, you should share this with everybody. Then Chai Yisrael, when they came to Moshe Rabbeinu to be Makabal the Torah, to hear the Torah, to hear the Pupulishal Torah, so they would feel that they're giving, the Moshe Rabbeinu was just a conduit to give them what he received from the Rebbeinu Shalom. They wouldn't feel a Hakar Satov to Moshe Rabbeinu. They wouldn't feel that Moshe Rabbeinu is being noyed with them at Tovas Ayin. And to the extent that they wouldn't feel that Moshe Rabbeinu has been going with them at Tovas Ayin, they would not have that feeling of his vatlus that's necessary to be kind of the Seichel HaTorah. Because it was necessary for Klai Yisrael to feel that Moshe Rabbeinu is being going with them at Tovas Ayin, to feel that Moshe Rabbeinu is doing them a favor, that he's sharing with them his profundity of understanding, in order for them to be able to be mevatel their own ego, to hear what Moshe Rabbeinu has to say. If they would have felt that Moshe Rabbeinu is mechuyev to teach it to them, that Moshe Rabbeinu is not doing them any favors, then it would have lacked in that his batlus that they needed to have in order to acquire the klayach of Kupul Shatara, which is not an easy thing to give over. And I'll tell you something from my own experience. I had chaverim who were big iluyim, and they were not much liach the way they should have because their ego got in the way. They weren't able to be mevatel their own the way they wanted to think, they weren't able to. What's that? Things I saw b'chush. The ego got in the way of their growth. You know, the way they understood it, the way they learned l'chatchila, they weren't able to grow because they weren't able to embattle themselves to somebody who understood things better. In order for Klai Yisrael to be able to metkabel b'koyecha b'kula shal Torah, that requires an adaption. A person has to adapt his seichel to the seichel of the Torah. They needed to have the feeling that Tov Ayinu Yavarech, that Moshe Rabbeinu is being noig with them Tov Asayim. They needed to have the feeling that Moshe Rabbeinu is doing them a favor. Only if they felt that Moshe Rabbeinu is doing them a favor would they be able to be mevatel themselves to the Seichel HaTorah of Moshe Rabbeinu to a sufficient extent that they would be able indeed to be mekabel from Moshe, to be in a snil of Gnatz who was not mizara from Moshe, and who yet had absorbed the Pulish HaTorah enough to be machzir all those halachas mikoyech to Pulay. But if they wouldn't have felt that Moshe Rabbeinu was being noig with them Tov Asayim, then they would not have been able to plug into that Musar. I think that's true for us as well. How do we approach, when we look at Divrei Rabbi Seinu, we read a Ramban, we read a Bekvege, we read a Ksois, we have to have a feeling that the Ksois is being noig with us at Tov Asayim. We have to have that feeling of his batlus, that to feel that the Ksois is doing us a favor, that he's sharing with us his Seichel HaTorah. We need to have that feeling of his batlus that we want to be able to, we want to think, we don't want the Ksois to think like us. We want to be able to, we want to learn how to think like the Ksois. It doesn't mean about it isn't that it's, it doesn't mean there's not a mokum to say different than the Ksois. It's Rebbe Kreger is a kasha. It doesn't mean that, you're Meshuva to this over, not to look for a teretz. It doesn't mean that one, all the belly or shivas where, they like to be chaylik on the Ksois, because body can be chaylik. But before being chaylik, you have to have that feeling that, I want to, that feeling of his batlus, the Ksois is sharing with us how to learn, how to look at things. What the Ksois is, and then you can say on your own also, the Ksois would have lived longer, he would have also said other things. But I want to, that the Seichel HaTorah itself, we're Mekabel from Rabbi Seinu. That's the biggest side, it's the biggest side in learning, to have this Hargosha, that Moshe Rabbeinu was knowing with us Tov Asayim, that the Gdol Yadur is, the Chachmei Yadur is knowing with us Tov Asayim, to share with us the Seichel HaTorah. And the growth in learning is not just a matter of amassing information and then taking all that information and imposing on it my understanding. The growth in real learning is rather growing in my own understanding, my own the way I think about a sugya, the way I think about a topic in learning. To absorb the Seichel HaTorah by Rabbi Seinu Hashem Pi Yemanu Chayim, and even among Rabbi Seinu, not everybody's the same. Just like the Rishonim were different madrigas and the Achrayim different madrigas, but to try to be mevatel, to learn, to adapt our seichel, like Rabbi Chaim said, to adapt our seichel to the seichel of Torah is exemplified by daily Rabbi Seinu, and in that way, each of us, kol echad v'echad, l'fum shiur delay, is zeichel to pulu shel Torah, which is the koyach hakiyum, which is the vayar l'fum kitoyv. At the end of the day, that's the koyach hakiyum that allows Torah to remain alive and alive and fresh in every generation after generation.
So what was Moshe Rabbeinu most saying?
What?
He taught them
how to think. All the things that go into the Pulish Torah, but then very primarily it's how to think.
examine that someone, for instance, who don't have it ready, and there's a Mechanic Kedushin, and so now there's no chance, because he didn't want to have any Masorah, and he would be the Kokum.
Yeah, Svarim could be ready.
Svarim could be ready.
Svarim could be ready. It's harder.
Raise your hand.
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
I thought three.